folks that didn't do that, now they take those seed out there and lay them out there and put them out there in a place of water and let those seed kind of swell. And the next day, they get out there and put them seed out and rub them all out in the dirt. But now those, when you rub them out there in the dirt, they all of them that just one, not tied all up like cotton seed be beforehand. And you just take them and put that bull tongue down there, and you take your hand and your sack on your shoulder. Throw them seed down in that drill and that harrow coming on behind and cover that cotton.
Okay.
Or your corn either way.
My goodness.
Now that's what we did in my father's time, when I was my boy days. But then after they got up then, before he passed, they invented cultivators come out. Mm-hmm. And cotton planters come out then. And that cotton planter had a thing in it, long hop about that long, and had a little thing in there with her teeth like that. And you open the bottom of it certain distance, and you had a lever on the outside that fixed to that wheel as it turned, and a little thing on in front of it went long in front to open for the wheel to come behind it. And behind that would be that them seed. As that mule step, that thing would turn this way, and that fingers would work inside, and that would be storing seed.
My goodness. A lot of work farming. The part of the wagon that goes across between the two wheels is the...
called the axle.
When you're sawing firewood, sometimes you'll put it on something to keep it from slipping around?
Well, we call it put it on or jack horses. That's what we sawing for firewood. Mm-hmm. Call them jacks.
All right, now these were things that the ends were like and a straight piece across.
That's right.
Did you ever see any made like this to hold a log? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
What did you call those?
What do you call them? Crossbar.
Crossbars. Now you put the log up in the cross.
That's right.
Piece.
Uh-huh.
And moved it out as you saw it.
As you saw it.
All right, see? In the morning when you get up, you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a...
brush.
And if you're going to do this to your hair, you say, I'm going to
brush my hair.
All right. The leather piece that a man uses to sharpen a straight razor is the...
I'm called a razor sharpener. That one hanging right there.
I noticed that.
And another one, two of them. And you see that strop there, them two strop there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about how long those two been hanging there?
It looks like a pretty long time.
Right around 40 years.
Is that right?
Right around 40 years, or longer.
You don't still use one, a straight razor?
No, sometimes.
Oh, you do?
I have a straight razor in here.
I sliced my head off with one. I have one that belonged to my father,
yeah.
And when I feel how sharp it is, mm-hmm. I don't see how a man could use one without killing himself.
I have a straight razor in there, and then I got my razor rock where I sharpened it, whets it. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna try my old straight razor. I get it up and whet it on them and coming down, shaving all of it.